everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Well, it is just a conversation between you and I today. No interview, no questions, just a little something from me to you. You know, October 2nd was World Cerebral Palsy Day, and as someone who deals with cerebral palsy, I want to say thank you. Today, I want to talk a little bit about how you view yourself. You know, I have dealt with cerebral palsy, I've lived with it, and I have to say that I don't always like it. I always say that my running joke is, when cerebral palsy is treating me well, we shorten it to CP, and it becomes my friend. But when it's giving me trouble, then it's cerebral palsy with a shake of the finger. But one of the things that has really helped me to deal with it is the fact that I was always told to dream. I was always told to use my imagination. I was never treated like I was someone different from my sister. I had an older sister who was 9 years older than I. But I also was treated as an individual, that I didn't have to do everything my sister did. And I didn't have to do everything fast like she did, because God knows my abilities weren't as quick as my sister's was. But that's the foundation of what has made me successful. You know, my support group was always there for me, and they knew that goals would come to me, dreams would come to me, maybe a little slower, but I would get there. You know, you can think about that. You can think about, what are my unique qualities that this disability brings to me? What do I like to do? What makes me happy? What am I grateful for? That is another aspect of dealing with your challenges successfully. When I first knew that I was different, you know, dealing with it, it was a blow. I didn't like it. I didn't want anything to do with it. I wanted to distance myself from it. And I knew I needed to do something to get out of that. I've become a positive person through this experience. And I think what it produces is the fact that you need to, or my need was to, help others more. You know, listen to them. Listen to them and listen to their stories. Listen to the reasons why they are successful and apply that to yourself. You know, life is hard. If it's hard for you, which obviously anybody who has a disability or maybe a life that they didn't think they'd have, you know, maybe my life hasn't been what I wanted it to be, then you can say, you know what, my life hasn't been all that easy either, but we can get through it together. We can be warriors together. That is, you need to not focus on yourself. And that's hard sometimes for us to do, but when you do it, it is one of the most beneficial things you could ever do for someone. Allow yourself to embrace you, embrace your uniqueness, embrace the things that you can do instead of what you can't. And that's hard too, because you see other people. I know I see my friends a lot of times doing things that I haven't done yet. Again, goals will come, but they may be slow. But embrace you, embrace what you bring to the table, and that will be your success. So on this World Cerebral Palsy Day that has passed, embrace yourself, empower yourself, and be inspired, because you know what? You and I are beautiful. That is your positive thought for today. Thank you so much for listening today, everybody. This day and every day. Have a great day. Bye-bye.